This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. At 6 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday night, over 2 million people stopped what they were doing to play this.
Hi, everybody. I am live from New York City, and this is HQ, a trivia game show on your phone where you answer tough questions to win real money.
The mobile quiz app called HQ Trivia has generated a ton of buzz since it launched last year. It's part of a wave of mobile trivia games with cash prizes for winners. Those prizes are usually small and split between multiple winners. Wednesday's sponsored $250,000 prize, though, marked HQ's biggest game ever. But we wondered, who's playing these trivia games, and are they winning real money? Neil Pollack is the trivia expert to ask. In his case, it's a yes. He's a freelance writer, a three-time Jeopardy champion, and he recently won $25,000 playing trivia on his phone. Neil, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Neil, let's talk about this sort of landscape, this mobile trivia app landscape. How many of them are out there that you know of or that you play?
Well, I regularly play two or three, but I know of at least a half dozen others that are out there. I mean, once HQ debuted, suddenly there was money being offered every day, all day. And in the past, if you wanted to win money playing trivia, you had to either get on Jeopardy or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And those are, I can tell you that those are both laborious processes. So the fact that there's this constant stream of money being offered, even in small increments, which is usually what you win in these apps, is a huge change.
And are people excited about it? Are trivia enthusiasts like yourself excited about it?
I think I'm probably more excited about it than most people. But 2.3 million people played Wednesday night. So, you know, it's definitely a whole new generation of trivia fans being created by these, because I think a lot of the players are young.
Right. You also got that big dopamine hit, though, because you won $25,000 on an app at South by Southwest. Can you tell us about that? That was not HQ Trivia, right? What app was that?
No, I won $25,000 on an app called Prove It, which is a slightly different model. You bet money against other players, and they had a contest in Austin, and I won. They awarded me $25,000. So yeah, of course I'm enthusiastic about this. I mean, it's a profitable hobby all of a sudden.
Yeah. Is there also a sense that it's going to be profitable for these mobile apps? Like, do you have any sense of how these companies are going to make money and how that might change them going forward?
Well, there are different models. I mean, Prove It, which is the app that I won, takes a rake, just like online poker companies do. So if I bet a dollar and the person against me bets a dollar, the app takes some 24-cent rake or whatnot. So, you know, if there are thousands and thousands of games playing per day, then suddenly that turns into a legitimate money-making model. In the case of HQ, the key is obviously going to be advertising and sponsorship. I mean, the jackpot on Wednesday night was actually sponsored by Warner Brothers. It was a promotional stunt for Ready Player One. You know, and they had a quiz the night before, or a couple days before, where they gave away $100,000 courtesy of Nike.
Right.
So I think corporations are seeing that there's an audience for this, and so they're investing in it.
Is there any kind of like trivia purist backbone that's going to get raised as the questions start to get more promotional, like their placements for, you know, Nike shoes or movies?
Oh, I'm sure there are going to be some trivia purists who think it's beneath them to play a Ready Player One quiz, or I don't know, a quiz sponsored by Carl's Jr. or whoever is going to sponsor them. But the way I look at it is, this is money that's being given away. And so if there's a Carl's Jr. quiz, then I'm going to study up on the names of Carl's Jr. burgers for a few hours before, or a few minutes before playing. I don't think in a few hours, I don't think you'd need a few hours on that. But yeah, I mean, you can be a purist if you want, but you know, when Jeopardy gives out prize money, it doesn't come out of Alex Trebek's pocket. It comes from advertisers. A win's a win, as far as I'm concerned.
Neil Pollack, satirist, novelist, columnist, and trivia champion. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.